Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together, we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys, take one.
Hello, everyone.
I know it's still September. Actually, it's July. We're recording these.
It's August.
Oh, shoot. Is it August? Snap.
We're like 2 weeks into August.
Oh, what's it? Oh, my God. We are. It's August 9th. I don't even know when or where we are in the space and time continuum. But hey, guys, it's August. But you guys won't hear this till September. You know what we do. We batch record. We recorded this one and the influencer and a pumpkin patch one. And what did we record before that? I forget.
Niagara Falls.
Oh, Niagara Falls. Yeah, we're doing these all in a day. Although we're not going to do any more today, so this is the last one. But we usually do three at a time when we record. So anyway, I know it's still September, but for some of us, spooky season is already in full swing. Actually, it's August, and I'm already in Halloween mode. So it starts extra early for some of us. But for you guys, we know that spooky season starts early, before October. And today, I'm going to be your ghost host with the most.
Disney.
Yes, obviously, my favorite ride of all time. But today we're going to talk about anxiety about haunted houses. So we're going to dive deep into the science of fear, the psychology behind why haunted houses mess with our minds, and why jump scares always work. No matter how much we say, I'm totally ready this time. Spoiler alert, you're never ready.
So grab a flashlight and let's explore while we keep paying good money to be voluntary terrified.
All right. First things first. Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we love haunted houses, horror movies, and those try not to scream challenges on YouTube?
It turns out our brains are like the one friend that who insists this roller coaster isn't that bad as they buckle you in. The answer lies in something called the fight or flight response. Mm-hmm. It's an ancient survival mechanism that helped our ancestors escape saber-toothed tigers and, more importantly, questionable food choices.
When you step into a haunted house, your amygdala, the fear center of your brain, lights up like a Christmas tree. It sends a distress signal telling your body danger is near. This is the end. Say goodbye to your loved ones.
But here's the kicker. Your brain also knows it's all fake. That's why instead of running away, screaming, well, most of us, we'll get a thrill out of it. The moment we realize we survived the scare, our brain rewards us with a nice hit of dopamine.
Dopamine.
That's right. Fear and pleasure are really connected, kind of like pineapple on pizza.
Yeah. Pineapple on pizza is an amazing combination. You have to have an elite set of taste buds to appreciate pineapple on pizza.
Bang!
Ah! You scared me! Okay, see? That's exactly what I'm talking about. The jump scare. The cheapest yet most effective tool in the haunted house playbook.
But why does it always work?
Well, it doesn't always, because that didn't work, because I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Sorry. Maybe it scared you guys, though. Hopefully it worked on somebody.
Well, our brains are wired to anticipate threats. We expect things to pop out at us. But the trick to a good jump scare is all about timing. Psychologists say it works best when it violates your expectation. And here's the classic setup. You're walking through a dark hallway. Creepy music is playing. You know something is coming. You brace yourself, and then nothing. You let your guard down, you start to relax, and bam! A guy in a clown mask jumps out from behind the curtain.
Yeah, your brain is momentarily tricked into thinking, this is it, this is where I die. But then milliseconds later, reality kicks in, and then you start laughing, and probably while you're still clutching your chest. That's the jump scare cycle. Anticipation, fake out, sudden shock, relief, laughter.
It's basically a prank, but instead of your annoying cousin hiding behind the couch, it's a dude with the chainsaw.
Yeah. So let's talk about fear tolerance. You ever notice that some people run toward the horror while others are already halfway to the parking lot before the first scare? Psychologists say this has a lot to do with personality traits. If you're high in sensation seeking, you're the type who loves roller coasters, skydiving, and saying, let's split up in horror movies. You crave the adrenaline rush.
On the flip side, if you have a high level of anxiety or a sensitive nervous system, haunted houses feel less like a thrill ride and more like an elaborate attempt on your life.
Right. And also, let's talk about control. Some people love haunted houses because deep down they know they're in control of the situation. It's a safe fear. And for others, not so much. My personal theory is that some people are just holding on to childhood trauma from playing hide and seek with their older siblings.
Fun fact, your ears can scare you just as much as your eyes can.
Yeah, that's true. Sound design is a key part of what makes haunted houses so terrifying. Low frequency sounds, also known as infrasound, can make you feel uneasy, even if you can't consciously hear them. Horror movies use this all the time to create a something's not right feeling.
And then there's the element of surprise. Sudden loud noises like screams, bangs, or my mom yelling my full name. That triggers an immediate panic response. Haunted houses love to use sound to create an atmosphere of dread before you see anything scary.
Yeah, so before we wrap this up, let's talk about survival tips. If you're about to enter a haunted house and don't want to embarrass yourself, or you're looking to make someone else embarrass themselves, here are some quick tips. Never be the first or the last in line. The first gets the scare, the last gets the surprise second scare. Keep your arms close. If you flail, you might accidentally punch an actor. Don't be that person. Know the fake outs. If a hallway looks too quiet, yeah, someone's waiting for you. If all else fails, use a human shield, preferably a willing participant.
I think it's about time we talk about our most scariest haunted house you and me have ever been to.
Yeah, and I will start this by saying I love going to haunted houses. I used to love going to haunted houses. Let me correct myself. When I was a kid, we used to go to the Berwick Boys in West Bridgewater. It was amazing. In Foxborough, there used to be an old VA psych hospital that had underground tunnels. There was an amazing, did I say it was in Foxborough?
Mm-hmm.
It's in Foxborough, Massachusetts. They used to do an amazing haunted house in the tunnels of the old VA underground. Terrifying. I used to live for this stuff at Halloween. And then we went for a daytime tour at the Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia, which was very cool. It's legit haunted in real life.
Yeah.
And we, Christian and I, were like, oh, we need to come back, because we had seen an ad that they did, you know, like a jump scare type haunted house at night near Halloween. And you want to take it from here? Because we did. We went back in October specifically to do this haunted house.
So for this haunted house, if you sign a waiver, you get to put on a glow-in-the-dark necklace. And what that means is the participants in the haunted house can not only do jump scares, but actually touch you.
Yeah, and not just touch you, they can remove you from your party.
Yes, and put you down like a dark hallway, and then you're doing the haunted house alone.
Yeah. And then, yeah, because so we did it and we were going through, and it was like a series of haunted houses, I would say, like, yes, set up all throughout the outside yard. What do they call it? Not a play yard. What do they call it? In a prison
yard.
Prison yard. Thank you. Yeah. And then it was like inside through the prison as well. But most of it, I think, was outside in sections like tents and whatnot. And we were the second group in. They sent us in groups, depending on how many were in our groups. And there was a group of two ladies in front of us, and then we were behind them, and they had the necklaces on, and they came and they took one of them, and we didn't see her until like the end. She was gone. We don't know what she experienced, but her friend was alone, and she was with us. We just kind of, you know, adopted her to be part of our group because she was by herself now. And then the other lady, we don't know what happened to her because she didn't get to experience the rest of the haunted house. I don't know where she was, but I mean, she did meet up, but like, I'm not kidding. It was like at the end.
Yeah.
And they took her near the beginning. She was gone.
Yeah. And this place is creepy enough during the day.
It is, because it's an abandoned prison. You've probably seen it on like Ghost Adventures.
Yes.
Ghost Hunters. They've all been there. It's haunted. It's legitimately haunted. And we did the daytime tour. We were with the kids, and it was creepy. It was cool. But it was creepy. Yeah. So you have that, like this old abandoned prison, and then they do jump scares. It was terrifying.
It was.
It was the most scary haunted house I've ever been to. I still have PTSD from that. And this is coming from somebody who used to love that stuff. Never again will I ever step foot in a jump scare haunted house type thing again. I would investigate, like I would go ghost hunting, like, you know, with those machines and stuff. Right. Like I would do that, like actual ghost hunting, but I will never do a Halloween jump scare haunted house ever again after that. It was terrifying.
It was.
So that there you have that.
Well, that's it for today's deep dive.
I'm having PTSD just thinking about it. That was so scary, you guys. It was terrifying. We left.
We didn't even wear the glow-in-the-dark necklaces.
No, because we didn't want to be separated. If we had done that and one of us got separated, I would be in a psych ward right now because
yeah. I think they put you in a cell, too.
I think they do. Yeah, and they're... it's abandoned. That prison's been abandoned for what, 50, 75 years? I don't even know when they stopped using it.
At the front of the entrance, when they're like, oh, you have to sign your waiver, it just means you're signing your life away.
Yeah.
That was their line.
Who knows? There's real ghosts in it because it's an actual haunted prison because terrible things happened in that prison to those prisoners.
Yes.
And it's like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, it's destroyed. Like, it's all, what's the word I'm looking for?
Decrepit?
But like it's all trashed inside.
Yeah,
I don't know how to physically describe it. Actually, if I think of it, I probably still have the pictures on my camera roll from the daytime tour we did with the kids. Yeah. Steve Buscemi narrated the audio tour.
Yeah, he did.
Which was pretty cool.
And Al Capone had a cell there.
Yeah, and they kept that intact.
They kept it intact.
What year? What was it, like the 30s? Yeah. Was he there or was it
the 30s?
The early 40s.
30s and 20s.
No, didn't he get a start like 1930, 31? I think it was the 30s. Anyway, he had a really nice cell. Like he had a
carpet.
He had carpet. He had a nice table, nice couch. Chair. Yeah, like he had a room. It was like a hotel room. It wasn't a prison cell. I should find my pictures.
You should.
If I remember to update social media, which I haven't done in a long time.
Be okay going back to those pictures. It's not going to cause any trauma.
Those are okay because those were during the day. So I think I can handle that. Yeah, it was terrifying. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, that's it for today's deep dive into why haunted houses freak us out. Hopefully you learned something new, or at the very least get a good laugh imagining me screaming my way through a haunted corn maze.
Yeah, I don't think you ever screamed once at the Eastern State. I screamed the whole time. I'm a screamer.
That's because I'm dead inside.
Stop it. No, I scream. Like when something scares me, I scream out loud. Anyhow, if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your bravest or most cowardly friend about us. Stay spooky, stay safe, and remember, if you hear creepy whispering behind you, don't turn around. Just run.
Until next time, see you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.